Chapter 10 Everyday Magic. Jack opened his eyes. The sun was setting beyond the woods. No time at all had passed in Frog Creek. "Welcome back," said a soft, lovely voice. Morgan Le Fay was in the magic treehouse.
"Morgan!"
cried Annie. She threw her arms around the enchantress. Jack hugged Morgan, too.
"Look, Morgan," said Annie. "We have proof we found 4 special kinds of magic."
"Yes, I see," said Morgan. Morgan picked up the play scrolls that Shakespeare had given Jack and Annie in Old England. "You found the magic of theater," she said. Morgan picked up the twig from a mountain gorilla in the African cloud forest. "And the magic of animals," she said. Morgan picked up the pouch of corn seeds from their trip to the first Thanksgiving. "And the magic of community," she said. Finally, Morgan picked up the wreath of flowers from Kama and Boka. "And you discovered the magic of friendship," she said. Morgan looked at Jack and Annie for a long moment. "Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you," she said. "Yes?" They both leaned forward. "You are now magicians of everyday magic," said Morgan. "You have learned to find the magic in things you encounter on Earth every day. There are many other forms of everyday magic. You never have to look far to find it. You only have to live your life to the fullest." Jack and Annie nodded. "Someday, you may be called upon to use all your earthly skills and powers in the realm of fantasy," said Morgan.
"The realm of fantasy?" said Jack. "Are we going back to Camelot?" said Annie.
Before Morgan could answer, a shout came from the distance. "Jack! Annie!"
"Our dad's calling," said Annie.
"You must go home now," said Morgan gently. "Rest and get ready to test your powers. Your most exciting challenges are yet to come."
"Goodbye, Morgan," said Annie and Jack.
They hugged the enchantress. Then Jack took the Hawaii book out of his pack and gave it to Morgan. He put on his backpack and followed Annie down the ladder. When they stepped onto the ground, there was a great roar above them. Jack and Annie looked up. A swirl of sparkling light lit the top of the tree. Then the light was gone. The treehouse was gone. Morgan Le Fay was gone, too. Jack and Annie didn't speak for a long moment. Then Jack broke the silence.
"Our most exciting challenges are yet to come," he said. "What do you think Morgan meant by that?"
"I don't know," said Annie.
"It sounds a little scary," said Jack.
"That's okay. We can handle it," said Annie. She smiled. "Remember, we're magicians of everyday magic."
Jack smiled.
"Yeah," he said, "I guess we are."
They walked out of the woods as the sun was setting. Down the street, their mom and dad were standing on their front porch. They waved at Jack and Annie. Jack felt a surge of happiness. "There's another kind of everyday magic," he thought. "The magic of family." In that moment, it seemed the best magic of all. This is Mary Pope Osborne. I hope you have enjoyed this unabridged listening library production. This program was produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Executive producer, Karen D. Mattia. Original music, John Guth. Stage Fright on a Summer Night. Good Morning Gorillas. Thanksgiving on Thursday. Text copyright 2002 by Mary Pope Osborne. High Tide in Hawaii. Text copyright 2003 by Mary Pope Osborne. Production copyright 2003, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, this is Jim Dale, narrator of the Harry Potter audiobook series. Listening to audiobooks isn't just great entertainment. It's also a great way for your family to experience and enjoy books together. Studies have shown that listening to stories read aloud helps children build vocabulary, improve their reading skills, and succeed more readily in school. It's an important step on the road to becoming a good reader, and one of the best ways to help ensure a lifelong love of literature for the children you care about. Check your local retailer for the wide selection of audiobooks available from Listening Library. Or if you would like to visit us online for more information, check our website at www.listeninglibrary.com. Thank you, and happy listening.